I was 15 stone.
There wasn't anything said to me, or everyone was wearing nice clothes, and I wanted to fit into them as well. So I started walking the dogs and eating a bit healthier. And then we learned about like calories and stuff in class, and I started counting them. And every day it was just like a little bit less and a little bit less, and then walking more. And I'd be out for hours walking the dogs, and I didn't realise how far I was taking it.
So you're 15 stone, and what age were you?
14.
You lost at least more than half your body
about
weight,
half my body
you?
Weight, yeah. Because it was, I was 15, then I went down 7.5 stone, so.
Did you think you had a problem?
No.
At the very least, what were you eating on a daily basis?
It was just like yogurts and salad and a lot of fruit.
What about potatoes, pasta?
Nah, nothing like that.
How many calories do you reckon that you were consuming on a daily basis?
But it was about 800 at the lowest, but that was only a few days, that wasn't every day.
It was my sister noticed that she'd lost a lot of weight, and she said to me, she says, you know, you better get her to the doctors. But every bone in these shoulders was sticking up. She just looked like a skeleton with clothes on. A couple of days previous, we'd been to a shop in town, and she was looking for new shoes. And I looked at her feet, and she had purple spots all over her toes, purple and black spots. And that was when we decided we would go to the GP, and he diagnosed her with an eating disorder.
And when you were sitting in that doctor's office and listening to the fact that your daughter was being diagnosed with an eating disorder, as a mother, how did that feel?
It's scary, it's terrifying, because you don't know what the future holds or how it's going to happen. Or you hear the stories, the horror stories of people who have it and don't survive. And you don't want that for your child. You want to do everything possible. I know myself, I'd have walked on hot coals to try and get help. And I would have taken her anywhere to get help.
If I put on weight, I was like, oh, everyone else will be happy, but I'm not. And I was like, if I lose weight, I'll be happy, but everyone else won't, so.
Is it like almost the eating disorder has a real grip on you psychologically and physically?
Yeah.
How can you describe it?
You know, like in cartoons, they have like a little angel and devil on the shoulder. That's what it's like. Like, the angel wants you to eat and all, but then the little devil is telling you you're fat. It sounds, like, really negative, but it doesn't go away. It never does. So.
And to look at her aunt, she's an absolutely beautiful girl.
She is.
You've just made me a cup of tea, and your mother just sat a tray of an assortment of biscuits are here in front of us. If I offered you this now, would you take it and would you eat it?
Nah, I couldn't.
You couldn't or you won't?
My head's not letting me. If I took one, I would want the whole plate, and it would just make me feel really fat.
And how is that? How does that impact on family life?
Well, family meals don't exist. The only family meal I could say we honestly have is Christmas Day, because Niamh does make an effort that day. Some people looking from the outside in would go, oh my God, what are you doing?
Do you keep an eye on Niamh now?
Constantly. Always did, even when she was really sick. I would have got up in the middle of the night to go into a room to make sure she was breathing. Maybe 3-4 times a night. And you go to bed and you cry yourself to sleep. And you couldn't sleep because you're constantly worrying. Is she going to be okay? Is she going to make it through to the morning? When the clinic and Oma told her, they gave her 3 options, eat or be put in a secure unit in Belfast for 3 months with no contact with anybody, or she would die. We came home and we planned her funeral.
What does that feel like? It's a ridiculous question in some ways to say how you would feel about planning your daughter's funeral, even if it's only in your imagination and in your head.
I wanted to complete Niamh's wishes, not do what I wanted. If this was going to happen, Niamh was so young and she had all these dreams and plans and things, and I said to her, well, you know, this is going to have to be part of your plan. And we sat down one night, didn't we? And we just talked over and discussed what she wanted, and it was put in paper. Needless to say, it's been destroyed.
What age was she?
16.
Mm. At that point, Niamh, you must have, at some level, realised, I don't want to die, this condition is killing me, I have to start eating.
No, it took my brother, when he got upset about it, that's what made me want to get better.
If you had have continued on the road that you were on, where do you think you'd be now?
Dead. There was no other way out of it, so I don't want other people going through what I go through. Nothing's worth it.
You possibly might recognise the warning signs. What would you say to parents today
watch for what they're eating, watch for constant weight loss, baggy clothes, and try and get them to talk. Niamh still has good days, bad days. And I can tell by Niamh's mannerisms, her face, her attitude some days, if it's a good day or a bad day.
I suppose life will never be the same after anorexia, but how do you continue, I suppose?
This is normal for us.
This is your normality.
Yeah, this is normality for us, and we deal with it just every day as it comes.